Benefiting Old and Young by Dr. Eric Plasker. At this time, countries have an unprecedented opportunity to create aging societies based on healthy longevity, clearly benefiting both old and young. These are the findings of the Independent and Interdisciplinary Global Commission, sponsored by the National Academy of Medicine. The fact is, most countries in the world will become aging societies by 2050. Specifically, how is an aging society defined? It's one where the population aged 65 and older is equal to the population aged 15 and younger. Certainly, it's easy to see why healthy longevity has become a critical global issue. The health of a population is a priceless asset. A healthy society is far better prepared to face crises, be it extreme weather events or pandemics. Having populations able to continue contributing well into their older age will allow all to reap the investments in human capital made throughout life, which in turn will unlock the social and economic capital of older people to a degree which has yet to be realized, says Johnny Yuli Wong, Isabel Chan Professor in Medical Sciences and Senior Vice President of Health Innovation and Translation at the National University of Singapore. Across the globe, investing in health, well-being, and sense of purpose of older adults has the potential to yield great rewards that benefit individuals of all ages and society at large, states Victor J. Zhao, president of the National Academy of Medicine. Enabling healthy longevity allows people to be productive, contribute to their communities, generate social and economic capital, and fulfills an individual's sense of purpose. All of society, governments and leaders across sectors, must work in tandem to cultivate healthy longevity to build societies that support longer, healthier, meaningful lives. Consequently, the Commission's findings and recommendations include: if health is realized in longer lives, older adults can bring unprecedented assets at a potential scale that could create a longevity dividend good for all ages. The costs of inaction to create health longevity have critical implications, including the high risk of young people aging with more ill health. The principles and Vision 2050, for healthy longevity will allow for people to live long lives with health, for older populations to be valued, and for engagement in meaningful and productive activities, leading to intergenerational well-being and cohesion. Implementing Vision 2050 demands an all-of-society effort, an aligned transformation of multiple sectors of society, and governmental leadership. To initiate the transformation to healthy longevity requires social cohesion and the design of environments that are user-centered. Therefore, the returns on investment would be high, measured in enhanced human, social, and financial capital and multigenerational well-being. Indeed, this all sounds like the realization that people might be living to 100 or beyond. That's whether they want to or not. Obviously, it would be better for everyone if we all got there as good health. Sounds like 100:100 to us. Dear part to live a long and healthy life. So start on your 100-year lifestyle today. Find a provider to help you along the way.